Good evening, and welcome to our village board meeting of Monday, February 26, 2018. It's 7 o'clock, and I ask the clerk to please take the roll call.
Trustee Corsini?
Here.
Trustee Cargi. Trustee Vasquez?
Here.
Trustee Conti. Trustee Hennick?
Here.
Trustee Gibbs?
Here.
President Adusi?
Here. Okay, if I can ask you all to stand so we can say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Oh, just Susan?
You.
Okay, Susan, welcome.
Thank you. All right. My name is Susan Altier, and I live at 12 Ashland Avenue, and my public comment tonight has three parts to it. So the first part's a brief summary of some observations from previous Board of Trustees meetings and communications. The second part is some concerns that I've drawn from these items, and third is some questions for the board and the village administration. So first, some observations. The village board approved the Madison Street TIF district on November 28, 2016, and thereby froze the 2015 EAV upon which all the taxing bodies can tax the properties within the TIF district. In other words, as the value of the property within the TIF district grows over the 23-year life of the TIF, the taxing bodies, including the village, do not get to assess tax revenue from any improvement or growth in EAV for properties within the TIF district. And the plan to do this same thing with the North Avenue TIF district, which contains a much larger number of properties, is starting to get underway. So as a result of the development of these TIF districts, the only mechanism that the village has to increase its tax revenue from properties within TIF districts is to increase the tax levy percentage for all River Forest property owners. On December 11th, 2017, this village board unanimously approved increasing the 2017 tax levy on all the residents of River Forest by 2.1%. And from what I can make of all the legalese surrounding that decision and ordinance and discussions, I believe that was the maximum percentage of increase that was allowed without going to a referendum. I'm not an attorney or an expert, so I'm not sure that I have those facts right, but that's my understanding. So all property owners within the village of River Forest will see this increase in the property tax rate assessed by the village. Interestingly, just a month prior to this tax levy increase vote, on November 13th, 2017, this village board approved the loan of $1,014,132 of surplus contingency in the general fund, is how it was explained, into the Madison Street TIF fund in order to purchase the Lutheran Children Family Services property and fund the interest expense on the interfund loan so that the village would have control over the important property within the TIF district. So even though as a village we had over $1 million to loan to ourselves in November of 2017, we had to increase our tax levy percentage a month later. Then just 2 months after the tax levy increase vote was the Monday, February 12th regularly scheduled village board meeting that lasted for 2 hours and 45 minutes. And as a slight aside, 20 minutes of that meeting were in a closed executive session in which, and I quote, the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the village, including whether a particular parcel should be acquired, was discussed. So somehow the village seems to have additional funds available to consider the purchase of property again. In the publicly available packet for that February 12th board meeting, there was a memo dated that same day, February 12th, as page 107 of the 180-page packet that was from Eric Palm, the village administrator, to the board president and the board, that specified 8 upcoming public meetings that were being held for the rest of February here at Village Hall, as he does every month. Even though, as noted in an ordinance that is being voted on tonight, the Thursday before, February 8th, President Adusi had executed an order calling a public hearing for Friday, February 16th at 3:30 p.m., for which the purpose was to give the citizens of River Forest their legally obligated opportunity to hear the nuts and bolts of the intent of the President and the Board of Trustees of the Village of River Forest to sell $500,000 general obligation limited tax bonds and to comment or ask questions. There was no mention of this public hearing in Administrator Palm's memo. So in a memo dated February 12th, there was no mention of this public hearing that had been scheduled since at least February 8th. And after listening to the entire audio of the February 12th meeting, I can tell you there was no verbal mention of this meeting either. And I personally looked at the upcoming meeting section of the Village website on February 12th and did not see the February 16th public hearing. There were no members of the public that attended the February 16th public hearing, because there was no reasonable way we could have even known it was happening. I have no doubt that the letter of the law was followed in publishing the meeting notice in the Chicago Tribune not less than 7 or more than 30 days prior to the hearing date, and that notice of this public hearing was posted in Village Hall for at least 48 hours. And I know from listening to the audio tape of the meeting on the 16th that there was the legally required quorum of 3 trustees and the president. However, it seems to me that there was no real intention of calling public attention to this public hearing, only the intention of following the letter of the law. In fact, in the minutes from the public hearing, it says, Village Administrator Palm explained that the purpose of the meeting is to satisfy the legal requirement that a hearing be held. My conclusion after listening to the audio tape of the public hearing and reading the meeting minutes included in tonight's consent agenda was that the $500,000 in bond funds that were discussed in the meeting on the 16th were positioned to be for beefing up the street and alley improvement plans for the village. On its surface, this seems great. But in reading the very lengthy ordinance that the board is planning to vote on tonight, there is no restriction that I can see of exactly how these funds can be used. I'm not an attorney, and this ordinance is chock full of legalese, but the way I read it, this $500,000 goes into the general fund and can be used for infrastructure projects as the village board sees fit, just like the $1 million plus in funds that were loaned into the Madison Street TIF district. And in tonight's meeting agenda and packet, there's a budget amendment ordinance that is lumped into the consent agenda that amends the Infrastructure Improvement Bond Fund to account for the revenues from the proceeds of the 2018 general obligation bonds being issued at the end of February 2018. However, the ordinance approving the issuance of these bonds isn't being voted on until later in tonight's meeting. It seems very strange to me that you vote to amend a budget as a part of a consent agenda for which details aren't really discussed in the public meeting prior to approving the funds in question. Which moves me into the concern phase of my comments. We've heard time and time again from our village president and the board of trustees that you all put a high priority on transparency. And yet time and time again, we find out at the last minute or after the fact or buried in the details of a lengthy board meeting packet that something substantial is taking place. We hear or read that the intent of actions taken are to satisfy the legal requirement to check the box. We don't experience a sincere desire to be transparent and open. So finally, my questions, and I'm going to give a copy of this to the village clerk so you'll have it to refer to as you're discussing things tonight. Number one, since the February 16th public hearing date and time was definitely set as of February 8th, why was it not included in the list of upcoming meetings in Eric's memo in the meeting packet? And based on all the communications about how the bond funds are being used for street improvements over the next 2 years, why the rush to pull together a special meeting of the board at 3:30 on a Friday afternoon rather than just scheduling it as a part of the next regularly scheduled board meeting tonight? How is it okay to have the ordinance for the amendment of the budget that is dependent upon these bond funds voted on as a part of the consent agenda items prior to the vote on the ordinance to issue the bonds? Seems to me that it should be pulled out of the consent agenda and voted on after the vote on the bond issue. Number three, in Eric's memo dated 2/23 about the DSEB bond ordinance that you're going to vote on tonight, There is reference to, after some additional procedural items on Monday, meaning today, bond council will update the ordinance for your review and approval on Monday night. What are those procedural items that were happening today, and what changes were made to the draft ordinance that was in the packet? Will those be clarified in tonight's discussion? And number four, are there any restrictions placed on the usage of the $500,000 in bonds that you are voting to approve tonight? Specifically, can these funds be loaned to the Madison Street TIF fund to buy property? Hypothetically, could it be used by the village to purchase the single-family home at 10 Lathrop, the first home on the alley directly across from Pete's Auto, and part of the TIF district, where a new for sale sign was posted in its yard right around the same time that the board held their executive session on February 12th to discuss the potential purchase of real property? The property is listed for $365,000, so it would fit nicely within the $500,000 bond issue. Could that be a legal use of these bond funds? Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you, Susan. So this is what I suggest so that we can answer your questions thoroughly. If you don't mind, Susan, is that I'm going to ask Village Administrator Palm to put it in writing. Not because we don't want to answer them today, but I think we want to be thorough in our response to you and accurate. But what I will say is many of these things that you see are more, yes, are procedural in nature. They're just not legal, but they're procedural in nature. One things have to happen before another. So although they may seem to you that they're in hurry, it really isn't. It's to, again, they're procedural. So, but saying all that, I think it's important to get you, you know, the accurate information and make sure that we answer your question. So I'm going to give you that. Unless any village trustee has a question or a comment regarding Susan's comments, I'll open it up for all of you to respond. Other than that, I would say, you know, we work, I think all of us work very hard at, you know, as I was telling the young man in the back, he asked, why do we do these? Why do we run? You know, why are we part of village government at all? And my response is because, you know, we care for our community. We live here. We care. We want it to be a great community, and we want to give back to our community. When I say we, our service, our time, our effort, hopefully our judgment. And that's what I think each and one of us is trying to do, is give good judgment to a lot that goes on in City Hall. So rest assured, I believe that we all have good intentions. So that's what I'll say, and if anybody has anything else to say, I will ask to move to elected official comments and announcements. So, Carmella, would you like to say?
Sure. Thanks for coming, everyone. Nice to see you all. I just had a few announcements. On February 17th, myself, President Adusi, Eric Palm, Lisa Shiner, and Trustee Vasquez attended the West Central Municipal Conference Legislative Agenda Breakfast. It was well attended. That's where all of our West Central communities get together once a year and review the legislative agenda that has been put together by the Legislative Committee. Lots of interesting information open to the public to review. You can go online and look up the West Central Municipal Conference, and you will see a copy of that, and I have a booklet here if anybody wants to see it. But, you know, always great to have all of our municipalities get together. You have our state and some federal officials that come together, discuss the pressing issues that are going on in our state, local, and federal government. And it's just a way to touch base with everyone to just talk about issues and hopefully try to resolve some things. So it's a great breakfast, and if you can attend next year, I would highly encourage you to do that. On the 21st, I attended the TIF meeting that was held here in Village Hall, and Trustee Gibbs was here as well. And I just wanted to compliment Eric Palm, did a great job. They had a great presentation. There was, I would say, probably about 30 people in attendance. All had a lot of great questions. It was a great opportunity to get some of the informational items out there before we move forward with our process. Obviously, you know, there were some specific questions that were asked, and Eric gave some great answers. We had Kane McKenna here, so it was a good exercise, and they had the business community meeting that morning and another meeting the next day, which I believe Rez attended. So, you know, in an effort to be transparent, I think those are great examples of what we try to do to get the community involved in decision-making, because after all, it is everyone's community, so we hope that people have a voice and an opportunity to speak their voice. So that's a good example. We did get an email from our sustainability committee. It looks like there's a list of great opportunities for all of us to attend. I looked on the website, so I don't know if there's a way we can get that somehow on a calendar, or at least get the list of items and meetings and the film festival and all those great things that are coming up on the website.
On the community calendar or just the website?
Well, on our website, I don't know if there's a way we can list the opportunities somehow. But, you know, they gave us a whole bunch of...
Yeah, the gala.
They just sent it over to the
community. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then just on a personal note, our former clerk, Sharon Halperin, lost her mom and her mother-in-law on the same day, which was very unfortunate. So just our thoughts and prayers are with the Halperin family, and thank you.
Thank you, Carmel.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. I just want to remind and invite everyone to come to the Oak Park River Forest High School. The Imagine Work Group is going to have a community meeting at the South Cafeteria of the high school, starting at 7 o'clock, and it's going to run till 9. This time it's going to be a more of an informal setting, and by that I mean there are four groups. There are the academic group, there's the athletic group, there's the performing arts, and then the facilities group. Each one is going to be in a corner of the cafeteria with a billboards of what the updates have been in terms of what we discovered. Still no solutions yet. It's just a reporting of what the observations have been. Everyone who attends will be able to go to each corner, and it's an informal circling around the community room so that you can ask questions and find out from the respective area what was going on. So I do welcome you to come and find out what's happening so far. There's going to be two other community meetings that are going to be later on in the spring. But this one will be at least reporting what the observations have been. So I welcome you to be there. I also attended the North Avenue TIF meeting on Wednesday, February the 22nd. I think there we only had 25 people that came. And so I thought, or at least the people that came to the meeting also thought it was a great, very informative meeting. We got the last meeting from Eric, so his voice was going out a little bit. For those of you who did not or were not able to attend any of the three meetings, please go on the website. There's a website, North Avenue TIF, links to all the information related to the TIF, and of course you are available to ask any questions from Eric anytime, or the staff for that matter. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Russ. Kathleen?
Sure. Just a tie-in to Russ's comments. I attended last weekend the performance at the high school of Hairspray, and it's just a plug to let you know they have a show Friday and Saturday, and it's pretty inspiring to see all these young people and the amount of participation, the energy, the enthusiasm. It's kind of a feel-good event if you can make it.
All right. Thanks.
Good evening. I attended the TIF meeting as well on the 22nd, so my compliments to Eric on a presentation. I do think, as Rez said, that the residents were appreciative of the information and the opportunity to ask questions. There'll be more opportunities moving forward once we start the formal process for that TIF, so hopefully residents will engage and ask any questions, raise any concerns as we do that whole process. I also would like to compliment Kathy, President Aducey, as part of the Leadership Lab through the Oak Park River Forest Community Foundation. We had a panel this past Friday on board work, whether it's government boards, nonprofit boards, and Kathy did a great job representing River Forest and her role as board president here. So
thanks.
Nice.
Yeah, almost forget.
That's it.
Again, Eric, you did a fine job with the TIF meeting. It's good that, you know, we all went. One thing that did come to light was the concern that some of the residents along North Avenue had with the corridor study from 9 years ago. I think it's in the village's best interest to move that along, that update, as quickly as we can, because that came up. You know, it's awkward explaining to people that a corridor study is the whole perfect world if we live in a bubble type of, you know, mindset, and you try and get that done, but reality more often than not doesn't allow that. So I think it's appropriate, with now about to be two TIF districts, Madison Street and North Avenue, that the corridor study be updated. There's been some things done along those lines already. So anyway,
I think that's the intent is to try to dovetail them, if I'm correct.
Right. Okay. Right. I'm just.
Yep. Yep. Good point.
We were there at the first meeting. I'm just more sharing with you guys that. Okay. I won't say that the 9-year-old corridor study made the night a little more contentious, isn't the word, but concerning to the residents west of Lathrop. Well, the corridor study showed some possibilities of how North Avenue could look, and I think, you know, if we update that, maybe they'll be more on board with that. I thought the meetings were a good idea. I continue to think they're a good idea, and the face-to-face time that the people have with all of us certainly doesn't hurt either. It's good to see the Boy Scouts of America represented tonight. That's it.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. I really don't have much to add. I think Carmella kind of covered some things, and thank you for the compliment. Yeah, I did attend Friday the Leadership Lab, which was sponsored by the Community Foundation, and it was great to see a lot of leaders and you know, presenting, as well as a lot of leaders as students. So it was enjoyable. So thank you for listening, I should say. I really have nothing more to. I am going to go to quite a few of the Green Gala. I'm going to go, and I'm going to go to the Roosevelt. Showing of, I think that's Andrews, the Roosevelt student. So I'm kind of excited to see all those. And yes, thank you to Eric Palm for doing a yeoman's job. I know you had three meetings on the Madison TIF. That was one of the promises that we gave to the community, that we would do more outreach and more public hearings prior to the process, the official process. So, and I think we've carried through on that promise. So thank you to all of you and to the trustees who went to it. So that's all I have. I will now ask a trustee to move the consent agenda item 5 from item A through G. If I can get a motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda in its entirety.
I'll second.
Thank you. If I can ask the clerk, I'm going to finally remember this, to read the consent agenda out loud.
Consent Agenda A, Regular Village Board Meeting Minutes, February 12th, 2018. B, Special Village Board Meeting Minutes, February 16th, 2018. C, Executive Session Meeting Minutes, February 12th, 2018. D, Budget Amendment for the Capital Equipment Replacement Fund, SERF, Madison TIF Fund, and the Infrastructure Improvement Bond Fund Ordinance. E, Second Floor Village Hall Efficiency Improvements, Award Bid and Contract to Ephraim Carlson & Son in the amount not to exceed $137,800 for construction services. F, Second Floor Village Hall Efficiency Improvements, waive the formal bidding process due to government pricing, and award contract to Interiors for Business in the amount not to exceed $224,693.24 for work. G, Village Administrator's Report.
Okay, very good. If I can then ask you to please take the vote.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okie dokie. So moving ahead to recommendations of boards, commissions, and committees. On the agenda tonight is an appointment that I, as the president, have the both obligation and opportunity to select and ask the board for their approval. On the Economic Development Commission, we have an opening due to Colette moving out of River Forest and to Chicago. She hopes to return to River Forest, but for now she has moved to Chicago. So I am asking the board to appoint Donna Fantetti Slapica. We refer to her as the Chocolate Lady. As all of you know, she's awesome in many ways. She's got a resume that's just fits perfect for the Economic Development Commission. She's a business person. She's a local resident. She's fantastic. She's a longtime resident in River Forest, and you all know her. So this should be hopefully a no-brainer.
Can I just add, is this for a four-year term?
This would be taking on Dixon's
so that's
left,
four,
right, which is almost
which is
4 years.
Right. Okay. Thank
so.
You.
I think 21
is there.
So
yep.
Right. I'll make a motion to appoint Donna Fantetti Slapica to the Economic Development Commission.
Second.
To serve the remainder of the term ending April 30th, 2021.
Okay.
I'll second.
Very good. If there's no further questions or comments on Donna, I'd ask the clerk to please take the vote.
Trustee Hennick.
Happy to approve, yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yep.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Okay, great. So we have no unfinished business. Our next up is new business, and if I can ask the board to please move. I don't want to reread it,
okay.
So I'm going to let you read it and then second it, and then we'll have discussion.
I move to pass an ordinance for the issue of approximately $500,000 of general obligation limited tax bond series 2018 of the village for the purpose of paying for public infrastructure projects within the village, providing for the levy of a direct annual tax to pay the principal and interest on the bonds and authorizing the sale of said bonds to the purchaser thereof.
Second.
Okay. So maybe before discussion, Eric, if you can.
Yeah, just real quick, just to fill in a couple holes and a couple things that were raised earlier tonight. In terms of the questions, everything we will be doing tonight, we've handled correctly procedurally. So just from a mm-hmm. letter of the law perspective that I think the resident had mentioned, we're going to be checking all those boxes. The budget amendment you approved tonight is just for the revenue side. So that's not an expenditure approval. That is just a revenue approval. So we have not authorized the expenditure of those funds and the 500,000 or so. And those will be used for public works, street resurfacing, street patching, sidewalks potentially. They will not be used for any TIF related items. If you were going to issue a debt for TIF related items, you would either create a loan to yourself or you would issue an alternative revenue bond and you would pledge TIF revenue to that. You would not issue a general obligation debt. Just we wouldn't do that. Just procedurally, that's not how that works. The interest rates that have been set on the note are at 2% and 2.15%. I'm happy to provide a copy of the ordinance once we have it all completed to the resident and anyone else who would like it. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think Eric passed out two pieces of paper that show the interest rate, show the... Okay, any questions regarding this item? It's like... Again, I think it's fairly self-explanatory what the village is doing. Hearing none, let's go ahead and take the vote, please.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, that concludes our regular board meeting. If I can ask.
Motion to adjourn to executive session for the purpose of discussing the price for lease of property owned by the village.
Second.
Thank you. Okay. Go ahead.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.
Do we need to reopen?
Yeah. Let's reopen.
Yeah. Motion to reconvene.
In the ether.
Second.
I think my kid watches that show, Motionland, on Disney.
Motionland.
Disney Junior Motionland.
Sounds fun.
Right after Paw Patrol.
Trustee Corsini.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Hennick.
Here.
Trustee Gibbs.
Here.
President Adusi.
Here.
So I have one other thing. Okay, I forgot to do it during the first round. This is a thank you note. Dear President Adusi and Village Board, thank you very much for celebrating my 100th birthday with me. I will always remember that special day. Thank you for the wonderful proclamation. I will treasure it always. I love our village. Sincerely, Monica Affleck.
Yeah,
that's nice. That's great. She's so darling. Cute. Darling. She is darling.
When is our next meeting?
Your next meeting is March 12th.
Yeah.
And that would probably be our only meeting for March because we typically don't meet on the week of spring break.
Right.
So what is the schedule, just real quick, for budget review?
So we've got a good question. We're actually working in earnest to complete the budget. We've been working to close the gap in our revenues and our expenditures, so we're pretty much close to being there. So once we have that, we'll be able to start packaging that up and get that to you here in mid-March, no later than mid-March.
Yeah, we'll have our budget meeting first.
Right, the public hearing would be the first meeting in April typically, and then we approve it at the second meeting in April.
Right. So then we won't have a board meeting on the 26th?
Correct.
Just want to make sure everyone knows that. All right, any further comments or issues? Here. Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.